little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Next topic is depression. Paul is a 45-year-old man who's presented today with low mood.
Okay, Paul. So from what you've told me today and from the questionnaire that you've just kindly filled in, your symptoms and the results suggest that you are suffering from depression. Does that come as a surprise?
Well, I always thought that I was depressed, Doctor.
Yeah. Two out of three people do suffer with depression at some point in their lives. Sometimes it's triggered by stressful events, like a relationship breakup or money worries, but it can just come out of the blue.
Well, I think I didn't have any of these events. I think maybe, I don't know why I got it.
Okay. There are a number of ways that I can help, and different options suit different people. Would you like me to explain some of the options, and then you could perhaps tell me which of those, if any, you'd like to explore further?
Sure, Doctor. That'll be very useful.
Okay. So, broadly, we have a few different options for helping people with managing their depression. There are some things which you can do yourself, self-help strategies that I could tell you a bit more about. So that's lifestyle changes that you could make, things you could do in your own time. There are different types of talking therapies, which are also a very helpful option for people with depression.
Right.
And there are medications, tablets, which can also be of help. So they're kind of the main broad three areas that we could talk about further. Have you had the opportunity to think about any of those yourself, or is there any in particular you feel you'd want to explore first?
I think I would go for the medication, Doctor.
Okay. I mean, I think from what you've already told me, that sounds like a sensible option. So I could explain that in more detail to you. Do you want me to tell you a little bit more about therapy and self-care as well? Or
no, Doctor, I think I would try the medicines. I just wanted to see whether there was any side effects, anything with the medicines.
Sure, okay. So the tablet that I would want to start you on today, if that's what you'd like, is something called an SSRI. So that it stands for Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitor. It's a long name, but it's basically a type of antidepressant. And I would normally aim to have you on that for at least 6 months. So it is a long-term treatment.
Right.
And you won't see results from it initially. Often the first couple of weeks when your body's getting used to the tablets can be a little bit worse. So your mood may feel a bit worse before it gets better. And some people do find that they might have worsening dark thoughts. So if that was to happen, I would want you to get in touch straight away
to
let me know. Some people get a little bit of an upset tummy as well. If you are able to persevere through the first few weeks, once the tablets get into your system and start working, most people find that they start to notice that their spirits are lifted a little bit by a few weeks, and that continues to improve over the months. I would want to see you back fairly soon, so certainly by 4 weeks. That's just for me to make sure that the tablets are suiting you, that you're not having any side effects, and to check that you are getting better rather than worse.
Sure, Doctor. I'll come back and see you in 4 weeks.
Wonderful. So I can organise a prescription for you today. I do need to also just let you know that you should avoid taking anything like ibuprofen or aspirin at the same time, because they do slightly increase your risk of bleeding from the tummy. I can give you a prescription for a month today, and if I see you back just before the 4 weeks are up, does that sound okay?
That sounds very good, Doctor.
Wonderful. And perhaps when I see you back in 4 weeks, we could have another revisit of those other options that I mentioned.
Thank you, Doctor.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.